Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show, which featured the World Conquer Championship preview.
Sorry, did you just see that
yeah.
on Sky? There's this woman interviewing two speedway riders.
Yeah.
And they toss up to see who goes first, and she bit.
She moved the microphone in front of him so she'd get the call, and it smacked, the coin smacked it.
Brilliant.
There's one for your next Oddballs DVD.
Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, yeah. So Martin Kellner joined us, didn't he?
He did.
We talked Conkers.
Yeah, Conkers.
We talked about a lot of other stuff. Andy's lined up a big fight against a TV personality.
Looking forward to it.
Who's in next week. So that's basically it. So we hope you enjoy it.
And hearing Eddie Jones there, I'm going to make a vow now that if England win the Rugby World Cup, I'm going to do the whole show as Eddie Jones.
Get a bit
3 hours of Eddie Jones.
I mean, what, the only trouble is you make it, but what if something terrible happened, like a kind of the, one of the great stars of world sport passed away in the last hour?
What a tragedy.
Yeah.
He was a fantastic man. Yeah. I always thought he was great.
And then people say, what's happened there? Why is Andy
respect.
Doing that? Well, he made a promise. Yeah. He did a whole show like that. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Well, let's hope England win the World Cup and you do a bit of the show as Eddie
true.
Jones. So, yeah, Eddie Jones.
Well, obviously not if you're Welsh, Irish, or Scottish.
No. Sorry about that, folks. Yeah, I was slightly blind to that.
If they win it, I'll do it in somebody else's accent.
Don't feel the need. Considering you only actually do one impression, and that is Roy Hodgson. It's not like you're the voice of them all, is it? Goodness sake.
I'm like John Arlott. I could do the whole show with John Arlott. That wouldn't make any sense at all.
Talking of which, I know you and Max were probably... I know you had a chat with Owen Morgan yesterday.
Yeah, it was in good form.
In my absence. And they and quite a lot of people, kind of children's health and diet campaigners...
I'm not surprised. What an own goal.
Yeah, I'm not happy with the fact that all the teams who are playing in the 100 are sponsored by KP Snacks. And I thought, from the pavilion end, KP Snacks. We could have done with a third official, initial, should
but
I say.
But just look like a sweet shop.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to appeal to young people, don't do that. I mean, seriously, sometimes the ECB, you are fascinated by the thinking process.
Yeah, a lot of people not happy.
Well, of course, you know. But and the centrally contracted players don't get any extra for being in the 100, which is interesting. I thought. But anyway, that's by the by.
Yeah.
Congratulations to sheep shearers Martin Howlett and Johnny Roberts. They set a world record of 1,075 ewes in 8 hours.
Why haven't we got them on?
I know. Well, I've got a quote from them. He said, it's not me, it's the other shepherds.
Yeah, you need to know,
know you're Alan Shearer.
A bit about Alan Shearer for that to make any sense. Yeah. Yep.
Sebastian Coe says athletes should sever their links to...
Sever their links?
Links.
Athletes should... This is the kind of crackpot stuff that Mike Parry used to come out with, wasn't it? Okay, all athletes should sever their legs, okay. And nonsense, man.
Well, of course it is, but that's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
It's a serious story. He says athletes should sever... Got me gay now. They're links to Alberto Salazar.
What's Alberto Salazar? Alberto Salazar,
yeah,
not Alberto's for all your Salazar needs. You're going to say Donald Trump's in a minute, aren't you?
Go home now,
you're
really.
Not going to say Donald Trump's. Lost the plot, haven't
go
you?
Go home.
It's not
might
4 o'clock
well
yet, mate. You can't mentally clock off yet.
I was going to say, thank goodness he wasn't your good mate or anything like that.
I need you on your game.
Well done to Katarina Johnson-Thompson. I watched that last
good.
Night. It was the first bit of...
Sensational, wasn't it?
Yeah, sensational. And But I was watching, I won't name the race, but I was watching one race and I just thought, oh,
you thought it was a bit dirty.
Oh, I'm not buying this at all. And I do buy her because she just, you can see she's improved over the years in a sort of exponential way.
Not process.
Suddenly gone from nothing to the best time practically in history. You know, I find those really suspicious. Mm. But interesting text of the Daily Star today from a bloke. Honestly, he couldn't have waited like 5 seconds to rain on her parade. It was amazing. EBG wrote in, I suppose Asher Smith will be made a dame very shortly. It's laughable these honours are given out in sport. You think, give her it. What's, it's ridiculous.
Just 5 minutes.
5 minutes,
mate.
5 minutes
of happiness.
Oh, these people. Wouldn't but talk about classic image of our time. Bloke on train. Have you seen this photo? Bloke on train tapping away at his laptop as a woman on crutches stands there scrolling her phone. I mean, welcome to the 21st century. It's unbelievable. Oh,
how often do you see?
You've got to be a bit aware.
Pregnant women with the badge on. Same baby on board.
Well, you've got to look around.
No one looks up. No one gets up. It's appalling.
It's appalling.
What have we come to?
I don't know. Japan have sold out of medium and large World Cup shirts, Johnny Fordham told us in his column today. But surely small would be the first size to go.
A bit of a sweeping generalisation, but they are relatively small race. I would give you that.
As a man of limited stature, I think I'm entitled to say that.
I think you are.
And
David Buckley says, have you severed your links to Alberta's salad bar?
Brilliant.
Alberta's salad bar.
Ridiculous.
No, we're out of cucumber.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, let me just have a look.
Anything else you got from your extensive list of
very
bits?
Extensive, yeah. Oh, what a sweet story about George Hughes, 3-year-old George Hughes, this young boy, golfer. I think he's going to be special, isn't he? He can hit the ball 100 yards. I've seen he's not going to win many tournaments doing that. Obviously, he'll improve.
Yeah. You've started now. You've given it the Asher Smith, haven't you? Only hit the ball 100 yards. You've got no chance of making it. Even age three, that, you know.
Ridiculous.
There's me chips. Do your worst.
Exactly.
That's right. Obviously, the catchphrase used by Ross Barkley.
Yes, I preferred rain on parade.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. And I don't understand this. There's a sort of rule in this. Zagreb fans destroyed seats at the Etihad. They caused a lot of damage.
Yeah, I saw
that. I was thinking, the worse the team is, often the worse their fans are. I mean, what do they have to be annoyed about? Their negative, horrible tactics. Their team, they should have lost 6-0. They should be glad they only lost 1-0 or it was 2-0. I can't remember.
2-0 it was.
2-0,
yeah.
You know, honestly.
So is this some kind of equation? The worse the team, the better. Okay, you think that's
right? I think there's something in there. You know
a terrible team has the worst.
You think, so why are you getting so annoyed? Your team's rubbish.
Well, that's going to help.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Why don't you shout that through a loud hailer with your shirt off next time they're in town to play a game?
I will.
So, there we are.
I love the idea of Alberto's salad bar.
Yeah. It's like Jeff's capes, isn't it, really?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Earlier on, Andy had a bit of a slip of the tongue, and David Buckley, TalkSport listener, thought he said Alberto's salad bar. Now disgraced but appealing against all charges trainer. In the world of athletics. So we wondered about other people in the world of athletics who may have businesses. And of course, Jeff Capes, Harry Hill did an old routine about that for all your Capes needs. And you've been coming up with a few others from the world of athletics. Jonesy says, if you need your car lifted or any car lifting equipment, surely go to Brian's Jacks.
Perfect.
He was, of course...
He's good on the dips.
Yeah, he'd be good on the dips. For anything you need on your stairs, you go to Roger's Bannisters, of course, says Tom. Zola's Buds for all your flower needs, said Rambling Daz. If you get into... oil exploration in Scotland, you go to Allen's Wells, says Darren in Bolton.
Obscure.
What else we got? Kenny's Jackets, that's an old dude, Chris, but it's not strictly athletics, but nor is Jack Hugo's Lorries, for your haulage firm. That's right. Sally's Funnels, that doesn't quite work, Stu.
Posty. I'm not having that one.
Kelly's Homes, the estate agent, says Ray, Northern Ireland. Yeah. And Fatima's White Bread, says... You don't like the granary? Where else would you go? Dave in Manchester. Dave, thanks very much
for
that. We could well have exhausted those. I think somebody did Harry's Canes, but I think we lost that somewhere. So apologies if that was you. Something else, Andy, was fines. The fine systems at football clubs. No, not Ranulph. The Real Madrid's fine system. Somebody's got hold of the paperwork that's handed it out to the players.
Oh, yeah.
And it's quite routine stuff, really, as you'd imagine.
Slipping over for no reason, Courtois.
that's not in there.
Oh, okay.
He's been signed off with anxiety, hasn't he?
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Something's gone wrong.
The club are saying they can't get to the bottom. He was kind of taken ill, and they think he's.
That's a shame. Actually.
Yeah, he's kind of struggling a little bit with
It sounds like he had a bit of a panic attack or something like that. Strange performance. I mean, look, he was great for Chelsea, and it hasn't really worked out.
Let me ask you then: if you were in charge of training at Real Madrid, which would make you Zinedine Zidane, you wouldn't be sitting next to me.
That's very true.
What players? They have to show up at least. How many minutes before the start of training would you say?
15?
45 at Real Madrid. You've got to be there 45 minutes before training starts.
Oh, I see what you mean. Get changed and everything. I thought you meant that once they change.
At that point, 15 minutes
wouldn't come long.
If you're 5 minutes late for training,
yeah.
If you're 5 minutes late at Real Madrid, how much will that cost you in euros, do you think?
500 euros.
250.
Oh, okay.
And it jumps to 500 if they're 15 minutes late and up to 1,000 if they're anything over 15 minutes late. You know, traffic in Madrid, not stunning.
You've got to leave plenty of time.
Any unjustifiable absence from training will set a player back 3,000 euros. Mark got hold of all
what
of
about
this.
Turning stuff. Up 3 stone overweight.
Well, you say that, Andy. Yeah. There is something about that.
Not as bad as that.
Yeah, a player will pay 250 euros if they're not weighed. It's mandatory once a week.
Oh dear!
I think old Eden was was in the canteen.
It's not ideal.
And exceeding the weight that's deemed acceptable could rise to 1,000 euros if you're a repeat offender.
Ooh.
What about that? And they have to tell their coach if they're having a day off. As for example, maybe if they're not getting a train to London and not Newcastle, or they're having a team meeting and decide to if they decide to leave the Spanish capital, they have to tell the club what they're doing. They do anything on the interview or commercial front, that's understandable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fines can be up to 1,000 euros for those. So I just wondered, folks, if you play Sunday morning football, Saturday afternoons cricket, rugby, whatever it is, have you got a fine system in place? Have you got a weird and wonderful fine system? Anything a bit quirkier than the run of the mill stuff? Mobiles is always coming up in these things as well. Misuse of mobile phones, apparently. If you don't put your phone on silent, even on the bus or when you're seeing the
how
physio,
long is this?
It goes on for about half an hour.
Yeah, I get the idea. There's a lot of rules.
sorry to bore you. I just suddenly got
quite interesting. But I know what you mean.
It was kind of interesting, but even I'm getting bored with it now, and I'm reading it out. Yeah.
No problem. Just want to say hello to Brian. Mark.
Wrong coloured. Kidding.
Brian, I met them last night. Brian, Mark, and Edwin Steen, great football dynasty.
The Steen brothers. When I spoke to you on the phone, I think you said you'd met the Steen brothers. And I thought, I don't know the Steen brothers.
Steen brothers.
Yeah.
You'll remember Mark Steen, of course.
Of course I do.
Fourth winning penalty in the 4-3 against Tottenham in 94.
Cheers, mate.
I thought you'd enjoy
it. No, I do. I remember them all. Yeah, fine players.
Great. What a dynasty. And they were telling me about their dad, an amazing fellow as well. And it was good to meet him. I went to that art show, Paul Melia's art show.
Yeah, we had Paul Melia in the other day, the artist, and he was at Orient as a kid.
He was fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Is Pele around? I don't know if you could give him a search.
He might pop in, yeah.
I've got a T20 birthday spread. Young adults, half of young adults surveyed in a poll said that insects will soon replace meat on menus. They won't.
Okay.
Goodman, do you go there? Can I have a steak, please? Alan, no, we've only got scorpions.
I can't eat no more scorpions. Brendan Rodgers took the Leicester boys out
Pele.
For a bit of crazy golf in the build-up to the Liverpool game.
Did he?
They wanted something quite sedate.
That's
after
nice.
What happened at Derby, probably a good idea. they all went out, a game of crazy golf, and Jamie Vardy and James Maddison turned up in full golf kit, which Brendan says was quite amusing.
Well, very amusing.
So there we are.
It's fun. I played.
I'm looking
crazy
forward to that game. That's going to be a cracking game.
Oh, it should be a really good
match.
Test for Leicester and their credentials and also for Liverpool, especially giving away a few goals the other night. Anyway, it's a very, very happy birthday to the fine snooker player, winner of the 1989 British Open, Tony Meo.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't even know, he's just started an opera company with Hope Solo.
Has he?
What are they going to call it?
One for the opera fans out there. Yeah.
How old is he? Tony, I think he's going to be within, you'll be within five, I'd say.
Tony now, what is he? He's probably 59.
Wow, you spot on. He's 60.
Is he really? Oh, it's a big landmark. Happy birthday,
tremendous
Tony.
Tremendous effort Give there by so. Him.
Yeah. Okay, now, still to come. That's it. Thank you, Pally. You may go now.
The producer's got a real thing in his bee in his bonnet today about the bloke that's just taken over at BP.
Yeah.
A chap called Bernard Looney.
Yeah.
He was trying to persuade us at 7:15 this morning.
Yeah. He's got nothing better to do at 7:15.
I know, it was so early. We're all having a go at it. TV formats for Bernard Looney.
Put us right off, it did. I said, what's his music show going to be called? We had a few others, didn't we?
We had a few others, I can't remember why.
Many of which we probably couldn't read.
Most of them are just completely unacceptable. So we're not.
So I'm not sure whether that's a rich scene.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hawksby and Jacobs here on TalkSport. Let's not eat into any more of his time, because Martin Kellner has watched so much sport on TV, he doesn't quite know what to do with himself. Good afternoon.
Well, no, you're quite right. There is so much sport on at the moment. Obviously, live athletics on the BBC all day.
Yeah.
You've got live rugby union. I'm now the only person in Britain calling it rugby union.
The Rugby Union World Cup.
Yeah. You know, even the hashtag is RWC. Mm. I put a little U in there. RUWC. So there's all that on ITV as well. In fact, there's so, and obviously all the football this week, Chelsea in action, Spurs in action, lots and lots of football. Well, Spurs sort of inaction.
Inactive, only for the last 10 minutes. Yeah.
Indeed. So there's so much sport on TV that I just got fed up and took myself out to go and see Hitsville, The Making of Motown, which is highly recommended.
Really? It's an evening of theatre. Were they dancing in the aisles?
No. Well, it's sort of airbrushed a bit. All the bits where, you know, he fell out with Diana Ross and she fell out with the other Supremes and all that stuff, they've left all that out.
Right.
And it's basically just Smokey Robinson and Berry Gordy by a piano chatting about Motown.
You could have called him George Berry Gordy to bring back to sport.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought, however, athletics, a real problem with athletics, I find.
Yeah.
And that is that nobody believes it anymore.
Yeah, right?
The same thing.
And more so this week with, you know, the Alberto Salazar case.
Yeah.
But, you know, Katarina Johnson-Thompson did fantastically.
She did.
It was great to see. And I tweeted, or my daughter actually, who's interviewed her a few times. And,
you can believe in her, can't you?
Yeah, I can believe in her.
It's always good when, like as Andy said, an athlete kind of organically, you see the work in progress and over the years, as opposed to someone going from 12th in the world to third in 10 minutes. You think, hang on, how did that happen?
Yeah.
But the problem is Katarina Johnson-Thompson and anybody else who breaks 4 personal bests in one tournament is nobody believes it. I mean, there's no reason you shouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I spoke at length to my daughter, who was the athletics correspondent of the Daily Mail, and therefore interviewed Katarina Johnson-Thompson loads of times, saw her at Diamond League meetings and all that. And she's convinced she's clean. But when I retweeted what Martha had put up there, There was a lot of doubt amongst people. Well, not so much doubt. I was getting abuse for it.
Well, really?
Yeah, people are too quick. You've got to look at... You can't...
say every single athlete is on it. You can't. It's not. It's not true.
No.
And so, you know, there have to be some that you believe in, and like Paul made the point there. You know, some you can't believe in, and some you think, well, yeah, that's fair enough.
I think you do have to, you know, judge, use your own skill and judgment, as they used to say, to decide what's real and what isn't. But it is a problem with athletics, and when you see, obviously, in Doha, there's been a huge issue with the crowds and the broadcasters.
That's very easy for you to sit there and say there's a problem with the crowds, then go back tomorrow night and watch Match of the Day, Martin Kellner. just to make those kind of pronouncements when you only watch athletics once a year. You'd be absolutely right to do that, of course.
Yes, absolutely. They try and liven it up. You know, when Dean Asher-Smith, when she got the silver in the 100 metres, you see like five or six people in the... They managed to focus on five or six people waving the Union
They've been
Jack.
Putting lots of... I think they've been putting lots of squaddies around the BBC commentary box to do lots of shouting and cheering, haven't they?
But I think they have, And I think they've...
Rent the mob.
Yeah, they've hired Kramer to do some seat filling. You remember, that was a classic episode.
That was a classic one.
So I've watched it, and it's been, you know, it's been good. And I think it's very BBC presentation, very, very BBC. But I think Gabby Logan's been very good.
She has been,
I think Gabby Logan's been good. And I think she relaxes a bit on... I think she feels more at home on athletics. She seems definitely more relaxed.
The interview with John Ridgeon was very good, actually. The one that upset Seb Coe. It was a very good interview.
Yeah, I think she feels she's on safe ground with that. And Jessica Ennis-Hill's a good pundit, I think, and Denise Lewis.
Yeah, coverage has been good,
The coverage has been good.
Sam Bloke wrote to the paper this earlier in the week questioning Michael Johnson's credentials.
Hello?
Oh, God.
Brilliant.
He's always very good as well. So I watched all that, but I thought, as I was going to talk a wee bit about drugs, I'd watch Icarus. And I don't know, have you ever seen
that? Oh yes, fantastic.
It's an unbelievable documentary. It's on Netflix. Just because I've built up a bit of a reputation here for pointing people towards stuff that they may not have seen. I think it was 2018 it first came out.
I've never seen it. I should see it.
If you've got a Netflix subscription, definitely well worth seeing.
I've got more, Martin.
You've got them all. You've got Amazon Prime
I haven't got Premier Sports yet. I'm trying to resist.
You're giving in the end.
Premier Sports.
Really,
Yeah, I've no idea what's on Premier Sports.
It's quite shocking, Icarus, isn't it?
Syria.
It's quite a shocking movie about Rodchenkov, Grigory Rodchenkov, who's the kind of whistleblower, former anti-doping doctor-turned whistleblower.
That's the guy. So that's well worth catching. I've also been watching Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh, okay.
Because I recognise...
It's competitive?
Yeah, it's competitive. Well, no, there's this... Well, Giles Smith in The Times, and in his sport on TV, he never wrote about anything except... footballers on reality shows.
Sports
people in reality shows. That was his speciality. So when I spotted that Razor Ruddock was on, I thought I'd have to watch it. Interestingly enough, he came up with a pavlova. This is the famous Razor Ruddock pavlova. And it was, to me, it looked like a car crash. He'd got all the meringue. Yeah, the meringue, which Jotam Ottolenghi, the fantastic Premier League fullback, Jotam Ottolenghi, said was it was suitably marshmallowy.
Right.
So it was almost like a marshmallow. It was fantastic, but he said it was, although it fulfilled the purpose, it was pavlova mixed fruit on a bed of hazelnuts. And he said although it although it fulfilled the purpose, it was functional rather than delicate. And I thought that was Razor Ruddock over.
You know, Razor had a lovely touch.
He did have a nice touch.
He could pick out a pass. He was
one of the busiest weeks.
He could be silky when called upon.
Yeah, but by the time he was playing for West Ham, I think he was more functional rather than...
Greg Rutherford, the busiest weeks of sport ever. Yeah, he was talking about MasterChef. Ruddock's pavlova.
Greg Rutherford and Dillian White, I understand, they're involved in the series as well, are they?
I think they are. And there was somebody else that I recognised. I've forgotten who it was, but okay. There was somebody I recognised on that. I liked Joe Cole's punditry in the Lille versus Chelsea match. Right. I think Joe Cole's one of the better of the... You know, you've heard me talk about Jermaine Jenas, who never says anything but the what John Cleese called a bleeding obvious years ago. But Joe Cole, I think, is a cut above.
You're a fan,
I'm a fan of Joe Cole.
We like him because for a long time
you like him because he played for Chelsea.
Well, exactly. Yeah. But Jose Mourinho used to make the point that all the pundits were either ex-Liverpool or ex-United, and, you know, there were never anybody representing Chelsea. So, you know, it's quite refreshing.
What I like about Joe Cole is when the other guys are talking, he was on with Rio and somebody else, but he was on with Rio. And when Rio was talking, he was looking at it and completely engaging.
Yeah.
Whereas if you see Roy Keane on there, and even when you see Carragher and Neville on there, when one of them's talking, the other one's standing there with their arms folded, quite clearly thinking, this is a load of old codswallop. But he Joe Cole pays attention, and I like to see that. I like, you know, I think it's good television when one guy is engaging with the other guy.
No, absolutely,
and looks happy to be there, and looks as though he actually wants to be there.
Yeah,
I mean, there is a certain amount of, you know, when you get Roy Keane, who clearly, especially when he used to be on with Adrian Childs, doesn't want to be there at all. You know, he's just doing it for the money. you assume.
Yeah.
You know, it's much more, it's much better TV.
I agree, Martin.
Joe Cole, I think, is a good pundit.
We might have time for one quick one, or have you exhausted everything?
No, I haven't. I've been watching so much. I could do another 5 minutes on Smokey Robinson. But instead, I've been watching Sky Sports Racing that have a series of interviews with trainers in the evening. And I was very, very impressed with the one with John Gosden, who's a fantastic trainer.
Yeah.
But not only a fantastic trainer, the poshest man you'll ever hear.
Wow.
And also, he remains fantastically calm. He's had a series of brilliant horses, you know, which Frankie Dettori has ridden to success, King George Stakes and all that. And what gets me about John Gosden is he always, with the interview him afterwards, he always remains a model of calmness. And here's me, I've backed the horse, I've won £7, and I'm jumping around the room doing laps of honour. And there's John Gosden, who's probably made about £10,000 off it, who's just, you know, just a day at the office.
Unbelievable.
So the interview with him is great, talking about the horse Enable, a very good horse.
Third Arc this weekend.
Indeed. So
is that with Matt Chapman, MC Yeehaw? Has he been doing those interviews?
No, it's with the other guy.
Okay.
Who's, I've forgotten names.
Not the bloke who was in MasterChef?
No, not the bloke who was in Jason Weaver. Jason Weaver, former jockey.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. Thank you. Look out for that. Martin,
very comprehensive.
Are you on Talk Radio overnight?
I am doing the prestigious weekend overnight show. Which obviously is prime time.
1 a.m.
Ho Chi Minh City.
Yeah.
1 a.m. here.
You might be listening in Hong Kong. It makes it a bit of light relief for them, possibly.
Yes. Well, occasionally we do a little piece on what's going on in Hong Kong.
Wow.
And unfortunately, there's no music because you'd like to play some music to cheer them up. You know, you have a bit of talk about the trouble and say, here's the Gap Band.
Sad.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, some TV shows or celebrities have fantastic PR people that just keep, and the Rita Ora, she's always there in the papers.
Day.
Brilliant PR people that work for her. The X Factor, you know, they'll come up with some sort of spurious row between two of the judges.
Someone's injured either in Strictly or the other one.
And they keep these stories bubbling along, drumming up interest for their wares. But basically, they're amateurs compared to the World Conquer Championships. I've just put in Conquer Shortage into Google search, and I have a story from 2010. Conquer Shortage Threatens World Championship. That's one from 2018. Conquer Crisis. Heat waves leave UK croc shriveled ahead of World Conquer Championship. Oh, that's one from 2000. So most years we're in trouble.
Well,
but they still find a way.
It works.
And what fantastic PR. But being played like an old Stradivarius, we don't care. We're going to quite happily plug the event, and then we'll talk about it when it's finished, as we always do. St. John Burkitt joins us now, the organiser of the World Conquer Championship. St. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you playing us? Are you playing us by planting these stories?
No, this is deadly serious. This is global warming troubling us year after year. You can see it getting worse.
But you always manage to pull it off.
I've seen loads of conquers this year.
I have. Are they good quality?
Yeah, there's loads of conquers, nice, but they're not very big, though, you see, because the leaf miners have got the leaves on the trees, so the conquers haven't developed like they should do. Mm. So our trouble is going to be big enough conkers this year. So the shortage is not of all conkers, because I think there's plenty of them, but it's big enough conkers is the shortage.
Is it like boxing? You've got like big ones and you've got lightweight ones and then featherweight conkers. You know,
you have like different worlds.
Yeah. You've also got the problem, you see, that it's a number of older people play, like myself. And when you've got a smaller conker, it's that much harder to hit the other one.
That is true.
The aim isn't what it once was.
The last time emergency supplies were needed, apparently, was in 1977. So this competition, how long does it go back?
Oh, 1966 it started.
Wow.
That was the first year, yeah. We almost had emergency conkers brought over from Germany last year. They were really some quite nice big ones identified. But in the end, we just about managed it without bringing them over. But we were ready to go.
Why are the Germans able to turn them out and we're not?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the quality of their trees. But, you know, Brexit could cause us a problem here, because at the moment we can just bring them across freely. Who knows what's going to happen after Brexit?
Yeah, that's
true.
We
might not be allowed, the free movement of conkers.
Well, you better stockpile them.
You better start stockpiling your conkers. Yeah, I mean, that's... That'll be next year's scare story.
Sorry, Sinjin. Do you get a lot of German competitors? Is conkers big in Germany?
It's there in Germany. We get some German competitors most years, and the French has a French contingent that are very keen.
Yeah.
So it is there in Europe, but we don't have that European rivalry that you might see in the Euros.
You have about 5,000 people coming to watch the World Conker Championships, don't you?
We do. We try and limit it to that, because we were getting above that at one point, but really? We're all volunteers, and it gets to be a big event rather than the little village event, which is what we're looking for. We're trying to keep it quintessentially English, if you can imagine what that might be.
We
don't really know. It just sounds good.
It is the World Championship. We've got people from around the world taking part.
I mean, it's in Southwick in Northants. I mean, it must be good for the local pubs and restaurants and everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's really in the back garden of a pub, it goes without saying. That's another reason why we need larger conkers, because when people have had a few, they're not so good at hitting the conker.
That always does.
The conker calf does very well. You hope somebody's opened that one. When we have to make the call on the German conkers, because when is the event? Next week? Well, week after?
Yeah, it's a week on Sunday, on the 13th.
Hmm.
I think we're going to be all right this year.
Thought you might.
So we've got people out collecting. I haven't had too many red flags raised yet. So people have got them. The early ones that we're picking up now, of course, we're going to have to store. That's quite difficult to store a conker, because they go sort of wrinkly and hard quite quickly. So in the next week or so, we will be calling in emergency supplies if need be. But at the moment, we think we're going to be okay.
If you bring in Stampsy, I'll take part.
Yeah,
no. As an event,
my mate was brilliant. What he'd do?
Yeah,
we'd play conkers, and then what he'd do? He'd deliberately aim at your hand.
Yeah,
so he'd hit you right across the knuckles. You'd drop the conker, and then he'd stamp.
And then he'd stamp on it.
It was tremendous.
What a piece of work! What did he go on to do, that bloke? I bet he was very successful, wasn't he?
Yes, he's very, very successful.
Yeah, I bet he was very successful.
I shan't name him.
Yeah,
I should spare his blushes.
I think that's the joy of conkers, isn't it? What cheating can you get away with?
Yeah,
perfect.
Well, look, we hope you don't have to call on the German conkers. You've played us once again. Here we are talking about it. It's on the 13th in Northants, and we'll speak to you on Monday the 14th, Sinjin, for a full report and find out who's won this year.
I should be ready.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay.
Have a good weekend.
Done.
All the best.
Thanks.
There we are. Sinjin Burkett there. We fell for it. What a pair of mugs.
The producer said, when I said to him, I think we should get somebody on from the Conquer Champs, he said, Sinjin Burkett. He actually remembered him from last year.
Of course he does. He's like a fixture, isn't he?
Yes.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return on Monday.
They're calling it the taking of Packham 1-2-3.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. brilliant. Okay. Well, thanks for listening this week. Thanks for downloading. We will catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.